Ladies and gentlemen, how do?
You're tuned to the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk. With your host, Todd McCluskey. On CJSF 90.1 FM.
Getting us going today, one of the first and premier punk rock bands in the history of the genre. Formed in London, 1976, from their brand new album, Darkadelic, this is The Damned on the Blurred Crusade.
Around the town, let the liquors are transvestite. Will the fetish control. Making out with screams and sounds of my senses out of control. You don't know where I've been. ATP, I'm back again. Wanna ride the tempest wind. Got my senses out of control. Senses out of control. Oh, senses out of control. Senses out of control.
From their debut 1977, I'm So Bored with the USA, The Clash on the Blurred Crusade, the best in punk and post-punk. And prior to that, we had Buzzcocks, Senses Out of Control, from their latest album, Sonics in the Soul, released last year, 2022. And we started the show off with a double shot of The Damned. The first song we played was Beware of the Clown from Darkadelic, their brand new release release. I think it's their 15th studio album. And then we got into some older stuff from Machine Gun Etiquette, 1979, Anti-Pope, some cool stuff from The Damned. Looked on their website, was kind of hoping they're touring. Same with the Buzzcocks. I didn't see anything at the moment, especially coming this way. But I will keep you posted if The Damned or the Buzzcocks come to Vancouver. By the way, this is episode 84, looking at my notes. And Todd with you. Thanks for joining me as always. Episode 84 with no end in sight, so that's good news. Also reading last night, on this day, August 16th, 1977, a whopping 46 years ago, the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley, was found unresponsive on the bathroom floor of his Graceland mansion. It's one of those dates, it's everyone can remember where they were, and I knew where I was. I was just a kid. I was in Winthrop, Washington, with my family on a camping trip, walking down the main street, and I saw the headlines, and I said, "Hey, Mom, Elvis died." And she's like, "No, Todd, it's just rumors, it's just gossip, it's National Enquirer stuff." But unfortunately, she was wrong, and the king had definitely left the building.
Well, that's all right, Mama, that's all right for you. That's all right, Mama, just any way you do, that's all right. Papa done told me too.
it your way.
You can take the hard way.
Gonna take the hard way.
You can take the hard way.
Gonna take the hard way.
You're gonna take the hard way. Ramona.
CJSF 90.1 FM, Iggy and the Stooges from Detroit Rock City, and a track called Down on the Street from the album Funhouse, released 1970, and that was a 2005 remaster. Great stuff from Iggy. And before that, we had The Kinks, The Hard Way, from a brand new CD I picked up called The Journey Part 1, released this year, 2023. Essentially a greatest hits package, but a lot of good stuff, a little booklet, quotes, pictures and all the goodies that you get when you buy the hard copy. And we started the set off with the king of rock and roll, passed away 46 years ago today, with one of his early tracks, That's All Right, from the Essential Elvis Presley. By the way, Elvis played in Vancouver at the Empire Stadium August 31st, 1957. My mom was there. How cool is that? He played for 22 minutes, apparently half of his regular set, because apparently the Vancouver crowd rushed the stage and everything was called off. And it also was a significant date because it was the last time Elvis played outside the U.S.
Studio 6, CGSS Video Series, captures high-quality video recordings of live performances.
So, who are you?
That's it. Not a question.
We're necking.
That's a lucky question.
We're a band?
We're necking.
And interviews with impactful and inspiring artists.
Our dynamic
as well as engaging conversations with community members about the issues that are most important to their communities. Watch all of the Studio 6 live sessions on CJSF's YouTube page or on our website at cjsf.ca/studio6.
Listen to Scream Therapy, a show about the link between punk rock and mental health, hosted by me, Jason Schurz. I've been part of the music scene for more than 30 years. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and my whole life was thrown sideways. As part of my recovery, I've slowly returned to the music that I love. Join me and my resilient guests for no-holds-barred conversations right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Out of Vancouver.
Simon Fraser University.
There we
Thursdays go. Thursdays at 12:30 a.m. And until then, take care and be well.
Aha, uh-huh. Out of Vancouver, this is Spectres on the Blurred Crusade.
Got
Achtung, Punkrock-Freunde, this is the Blurred Crusade, live on CJSF 90.1 FM.